Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride.
Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show with Ordinary Woman and Mountain Man on this Motivational Monday.
What was the Motivational Monday? Oh, my goodness.
How is everybody doing?
We're doing awesome. For our listeners, if it sounds funny, I'm actually on the road. I'm in my vehicle. Mountain Man's holding down the fort over there. I'll be in the studio in a little bit, but in the meanwhile, we're doing mobile.
Mobile on the road.
I know. Another plug they're going to tell us. People, seriously, stop talking about us. We don't want to be associated with your show.
Well, hey, I'm not really associating that particular thing on. I'm not plugging that one. But anyhow.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. How was your weekend?
It was okay. I could have had a better one.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, you could have definitely had a better one. Well, for the listeners, my weekend was quite eventful, I have to say. I was at the Hard Rock Cafe yesterday for the Deborah Crosby Talent Quest competition, and I have to tell you, I literally got my boots blown off. The talent and that showcase was just phenomenal. You know, in the past, I've been asked be a judge on certain talent competitions, and I have to admit, my expectations weren't that high. I mean, it's not that the talent wasn't good, it's just I'm serious, in the past, not now. I mean, I've gone to some talent competitions where the talent was good, but it didn't have that wow factor. It didn't have that where if you were looking down at your paper, it would make you drop everything and look up. I mean, the kids danced good, they sang good, they were good, which is the key word that I'm using. But the people at the competition last night, they have that it factor. I mean, they blew my mind. I mean, they sang Broadway caliber songs. They were amazing on show. I mean, one of the little girls that sang, I mean, and for our listeners, these singers were singing songs that had been done by Jennifer Hudson, Whitney Houston, Liza Minnelli, Broadway play. So these are hard songs on top of the fact that they're not professional. They're very hard. And then a couple of them actually, you know, one of the things they get judged on is their stage presence. How do they move? I mean, and they even have choreography to go, which if our listeners understand, when you're singing a Broadway show tune and it has choreography involved, you're very used to having your microphone basically taped to your face. That's how Broadway does it. That's how a lot of dinner theaters do it. Or they have the microphones that are floor microphones, so you don't physically have to hold one. Well, the contestants were actually holding a microphone on top of the fact that they had to move around the stage, engage the audience, look like they were having fun. So I have to tell you, I mean, they just blew my mind. We're going to have them on later in the show. Actually, I'm going to dedicate a segment to each one of them. There were five contestants that were on.
That is awesome.
So we're actually going to get some of their songs, and we're going to play them. And just because it was very hard choosing two winners. We had to pick two winners out of the five contestants. And when I say that it was just like a fraction of a point between the first place and the fifth place, I'm not exaggerating. That's exactly how close it was. It was just tiny little nuances that separated the first and second place winner with, you know, the third, fourth, and fifth. And I just felt compelled that I needed to have them on my show because I want them to understand that they're all amazing, and it was a very hard choice for us to make.
And you want to know something? I just got a chill as you were saying that. For some reason, I just all of a sudden got goosebumps all over my arm.
Well, those goosebumps, yeah, I'm telling you, they must be by association because I tell you and the thing is, these contestants were young. I mean, there was, I don't mean to say she was old, but one of them, Amy Mokwin, who was phenomenal, she would be considered an adult because, you know, she has a child, so you would give her, okay, she is talented, she has more experience, but the other contestants, I mean, one of them was 13. There was a child that was probably 11. I mean, they were very young. And to see the way they were singing and the way, and I'm telling you, not one of them had a crack in their voice. They didn't miss a note. They didn't forget their lyrics. It was just, you know, tiny little things that maybe they just didn't incorporate the stage as much as they could have, or maybe they just kind of zoned out a little bit too much in one spot. That was the little variables. But as far as their voices were concerned, I'm telling you, I just was absolutely blown away. And I hate to keep repeating myself, but that's the only terms that I can use.
Well,
Deborah Crosby and Debbie Scazzuto are doing just an amazing job with the talent quest that they're doing.
Well, we are going to be talking to them down the line. And for our listeners, hello to guest 2820 is the
2820 in the house.
In the house. And for our call-in number is 347-989-1473. Mm-hmm. And I'll let you do the other spiel.
Yes, or you can reach us on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. Woman is spelled WMN. And you can come into our chat room or you can Skype us. Ordinary Woman, WMN, is the Skype line, so you can call directly into the show as well. And I hope you come down and join us because it's just, it's going to be an interesting show. I actually put the word out for some of the contestants so they could actually just call in if they had the chance. Talk a little bit about it. We're going to reach out to Cardiac later on today because he was actually a guest judge. That was another thing. I'm telling you, even with the judges, I was so humbled at having been asked to serve on this judge panel because I had the amazing, as the host called them, prolific Malik Williams, who is just an amazing talent. I mean, he was nominated for Producer of the Year for R&B and Pop with the
awesome
Boston Music Awards, and he won.
Awesome, awesome,
yes,
awesome.
He
good
won.
Job, Malik.
Yeah, and on top of that, he has written amazing scores. If anybody remembers the movie America with a K, he actually wrote a couple of the scores for that. He's actually done a lot of stuff for BET, MTV, so he does that as well. He's a songwriter and a composer as well. The other judge was, I love this man, Louis Bello. Him and his sister are such an amazing talent. They've been finalists on a couple of talent shows themselves. They've gotten nominated for several awards as well, and they've won a couple. Well, Louis was one of the judges, and he also was one of the guest performers, and he just, oh man, he was just amazing. And on that note, I have to tell my son Chris, who did not believe me, that I actually knew Louis Bello. I actually got pictures with him because he's such a sweetie and just an amazing, nice person.
And
so
right there, I'm
going to
stop you because I actually saw your little blurb because every time you post something, because we are friends,
yes,
I always see pictures and everything that you pop up. And
yes,
I'd like to see if we can plug that. So if people are interested in seeing those pictures, Charlie, they can go to...
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to see the pictures, you can go to my Facebook, Charlie Alejandro, and befriend me. I'll also be putting them up on our blog, later on in the day. I also haven't actually put my pictures up. That was actually Malik and Debbie who took pictures, and they're just so proactive, and they were able to get the pictures up, and they're up there, and I have a few more that I'm going to be putting up as well. Yeah, I have
awesome.
To tell you. I'm telling you, it was just an amazing. And the other thing that I was floored about to share with our listeners was I did not know Deborah Crosby. Now, I don't know if you guys remember a couple months ago, we talked about when I was younger, I absolutely loved watching Community auditions. I don't know if some of you that are from the East Coast remember that show. Well, I absolutely used to love that show. I used to get up every Sunday morning and I just had to watch it. And the reason why, on top of obviously watching talent, was that I absolutely adored Dave Maynard. I thought he was just an amazing person, down to earth and sweet. Well, come to find out, Deborah Crosby, is actually his daughter.
What?
Yes, I know. I was so starstruck. That is his daughter.
Wow.
I know. Wasn't that, I mean, talk about a small world, because I remember, because I was really shy as a child, so I even remember even contemplating, like, oh, man, maybe I should audition for community auditions, because I used to dance, and I never got the courage. I just couldn't see myself doing it because I was too shy and really didn't have much of a support system in my home with that kind of stuff. So, I mean, how was I going to get up there, right?
Oh, are you home?
Is Buddy, the mystery dog, who just heard me walking in. So he's
Buddy.
Like, welcome.
Buddy is an amazing dog, people.
Yes.
I actually love Buddy. He's one of my favorite dogs over there in
the
studio.
Yes, well, our listeners, if they ever want to, they should go check out Buddy's blog. He has his own blog. It's called Dog's World. So if you go to www.ordinarywoman.com, that's my blog, and there's actually a link there to Buddy's blog, and you can read about his adventures and all the stuff that he gets into.
And that is one awesome thing. And I know right now that she's making her way up to the studio.
I am. And it's funny because it's like, wow, I really feel funny because I'm talking on the phone, but I'm like lost. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, one of these days, and I know I had said this to Charlie or Ordinary Woman, however we want to put it.
Yes.
That one of these days, before closer to the summer, that I would be willing and able and pushing myself to get into the studio.
Well, because that's part of your resolution. You said that's what you were going to do this year,
and
that me and the listeners were going to pitch in and help you make sure that that became a reality.
And on that note, what is our little phrase there, Charlie? If anyone hears us say what words?
We are not going to use the words need to or have to.
And if any of our listeners hear those words, they can call into our call-in number, which is 347-989-1473, and we will give them what?
They will get to take over the show for 5 to 10 minutes, and then they have to, obviously, you have to be prepared because we are going to put you on the spot. You're going to get to actually run the show for a few minutes, and you can share your motivational thoughts with us and just let our listeners know what amazing things that you've done or plan to do, and that's what we're planning. So if you catch us using words like need to or have to instead of I want to or I'm passionate about doing something, call us on it, and you will definitely be our guest DJ, our guest co-host for the few minutes that you catch us. So make sure you listen to us, and why am I looking at myself? This is so weird.
Because you're going to knock me off.
No, it's so funny. I just, I'm in the studio, and then all of a sudden, we do everything by the computer. And it's funny, when the computer came up, I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, okay, wait, this is weird. And it's someone had the video up, so this is hysterical. I'm like, okay, I hope we're not videotaping live. because now you look like a dork right now going, who are you? Why are you staring at me?
And to our listeners, one of these days, very soon,
mm-hmm.
I know I said that I would get myself prepared, but I'm willing to do it even sooner than that. But
I
we
think
just
you
have.
Can. I think you can. I absolutely believe you can do that.
We need to plan it out a little bit, where both hosts talk to each other and
mm-hmm.
get our acts straight and say, okay, you're coming over here when and at what time? Because
oh man,
I am going back to a point that we talked about some time ago in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of my motivational things for Motivational Monday.
That's right.
Being able to motivate Charlie Alejandro
mm-hmm.
to hook up with me at some point, and we can both hook up and meet at the studio.
There's got to be a lot of hooking up going on here. What's up?
Well, we need to. Come on. We have a lot of stuff that we need to chit-chat about, and I've been trying
Absolutely.
Here.
I know. You have, but it's just I can't complain because it's been so amazingly busy, but in a good way. I mean, I've just had so many great things coming up, and I'm telling you, we're excited about all the stuff that's been going on and everything that we've been invited to and just the way the show is growing. So, yeah, we're real excited about it. On that note, I'm going to request Mountain Man to actually mute me for a little bit so I can switch over from the telephone to the studio mic. And our listeners are probably saying, what the heck are these two doing?
What? You're asking me to what?
Oh, you have to. You have to mute me, and then you can take over for a few minutes while I switch from the telephone to the mic. And then, we'll be good to go.
Okay. I wasn't prepared for this one, so people
believe in you. I totally believe in you. You can do it. You can do it. Yes, you have. I think you'll be able to do it. No problem.
And I am going to talk about a particular show that I'm going to ask you about in a few minutes after you come back to us. So
Absolutely
here we go.
So here.
Gotcha. Sorry about that. Anyways, for Motivational Monday, I was just actually watching a comedy show that's normally run on Thursday nights. It's called The Jeff Dunham Show. And I don't know if people have seen the show, but that is just an awesome show. It's very funny. It's very inspirational, you name it, but that is one of my favorite shows, and it is just one incredible time, and they are actually coming to the Songus Arena here in Lowell. It is a sold-out show. I wanted to try to go, but we didn't get tickets in time, and everything is just hunky-dory. And so I was watching a clip or two of the Jeff Dunham Show on the YouTube. And I tell you, I would actually say to our listeners who are out there, if you can look that show up, you will find that it is a very funny show. And it's on Comedy Central. And I'm going to be over here and seeing what's happening because we are going to be waiting for Charlie to come back, and I'm hoping that she can hear us, but I know she may try to unmute herself if she's ready to come back. If not, she'll just let me know one way or another, and we'll go from there. But anyhow, but this is just an amazing time because Charlie did go to an amazing, amazing show this weekend at the Hard Rock Cafe in Boston with and she was with Cardiac as judges on this show, which she will talk more about when she comes back, and it would should be an awesome, awesome time. And let me go over to the other one and see if she's actually kicked me off the board, which it doesn't look like, but I know she's going to. But anyhow, so it's just been an awesome time, and I've enjoyed working with her on the show. And just
she's
back. Oh no, she's back and bad as ever.
She's back. Oh my goodness, that was it. That was an experiment. See, this is the cool thing about our show, because we get to do all these crazy things to figure out how we what we can do. Now I know we can actually do the show on the road. How cool is that?
You knew we could do the show on the road.
No, no. In theory, we thought we could do this. See, there's a difference, people. When you think, there's a lot of things I think I can do. Like, I think I can sing like Mariah Carey. But if I ever tried to, they'd be throwing tomatoes at me. Yeah, he laughs. I'm serious. So the reality is what I think I can do and what I can actually do it to.
I think I can do it. And I think we got another person in the room here.
Yes, we do. We have a caller. Why don't you pick that up? It actually might be one of our contestants that was on the show yesterday.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and that's why I said, I think we can.
You're a fool. That's why I love you.
Good evening. Welcome. Hello? Are you there?
Chris is like all confused. He doesn't even know what time of day it is. He's like, hello? Goodbye? What time is it? Where am I? Why am I here again?
Good evening. Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show with Ordinary Woman and Mountain Man. Who's this, please?
How are you? This is Amy Moquin.
Amy, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing good, and there's Ordinary Woman on the other side of us.
How are you, Amy?
I'm very good.
Awesome. Listen, this is so funny for our listeners. Amy, poor Amy. At the last minute, I reached out to Deborah, and I said, Deborah, you've got to have her call into my show today, because I really wanted to talk to her just for a few minutes for our listeners to get a feel for her, because we are going to ask you back. I wanted to actually give you a whole segment. This is how I do things. I don't even ask her if she wants it. You're coming. That's it. You're done.
You don't have to worry about it. I'm there.
Amy, do not feel bad, because you want to know something?
Yeah, I know.
Ordinary Women and I have been doing the show for the last, 4 months now?
No, 3 months.
3 months.
It feels
okay.
4 months, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does actually.
And she actually conned me into this.
I believe it. Yeah.
So
yeah, that
when
would
she
true.
Says what she just did, you're in no matter if you want to be or not. So.
No, but actually with Mountain Man, I said, my regular co-host isn't going to be available, so could you fill in? And he said, okay. But I didn't tell him that my regular co-host didn't exist yet, so technically he was going to fill in forever.
So, you see where we're going with that, Amy.
Yeah, you know what? Just be quiet and do what you're told, my friend.
Right. And that's what I've done. So,
Amy,
take it away.
Amy. Oh, my goodness. I have to, just before we ask Amy some questions, I have to tell you, I was absolutely blown away by Amy's performance last night. If you guys, you're going to get the opportunity to see it. They're actually going to have it on Access Cable and on the Internet. And once I have that information, I'll get it out to our listeners and put it up there. But I see this lady with her little swagger, and she goes up there, and she busts out with this show tune from Totally Maude Millie. And I have to admit, I am a Broadway slob. I love Broadway. I'm a snob about it, because I've been very lucky to actually see a lot of the plays done on Broadway, not, you know, dinner theater or that kind of thing. And when she started singing, because, you know, I said, okay, here we go. Another show tune is going to get demolished.
Okay.
Just because you don't
know.
Well, because you don't know what to expect, and you know how hard it. Man, I'm telling you, this woman went up there, and one of the comments that I made is that that type of show tune is just not meant to be sung when you have a manual microphone, when you have a microphone
absolutely.
In your hand.
Absolutely, it's a headset kind of song. Yep.
Yeah, it's a headset kind of song, and I know how difficult it is because it actually throws you off because now you have a microphone, so the things you want to do with your hands and that kind of...
You're
kind
absolutely
of
right. You sense. Need your hands for that song anyway. I need both hands, not just one. So, yeah, it was tough.
Yes, it was tough, but she pulled it off to the point that the judges and I actually didn't even notice that she had a microphone in her hand. I mean, we knew it was there, but she didn't make it an issue. But the other thing was that the way you hit the notes, the way you sang the song, which, again, we're talking amateur. We're not talking someone, you know, that's on Broadway. Like, you could have easily gone into the play when I saw it and taken over for the woman doing it, and you would have killed it. You would have totally just brought the house down because that's how good it was.
Thank you. Thank you. I will never, ever sing anything that I cannot pull off. If I would destroy it in any way, shape, or form, I would never do it because I respect the songs that I sing. And believe me, there's a lot of songs I love and I would love to perform.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't do it as good, I will not do it. I just won't.
No, I know. But, you know, it's funny because one of the things is that sometimes singers, especially in a competition, can get a little kind of competitive or ambitious.
Yeah.
And they can pick a song that they can do great, but once it's showtime, when you've got the lights and you've got the audience and you've got the judges, the
yep.
nerves kick in, and that's when the voice starts shaking or you start hyperventilating a little, you forget how to breathe correctly, and
yep.
that's when the little mistakes come in. And that was something that, well, obviously the reason why you won was because you were able to control that. And like I was telling Mountain Man earlier, the point variable between you and the other winner, Stoey, and the girl that came in last place was just minimal because that's
absolutely.
How good you guys were.
Because they're all phenomenal. Every single one of them is phenomenal.
It was amazing. Now, I have
you all are phenomenal, no matter what they say.
You know what? I enjoy watching the show as much as I enjoy being in the show. And when I find out that I placed higher than some of these people, it blows me away because I think they're way better than I was. So that, you know, that makes me feel better about what I did.
That's the other thing, too, with what Deborah Crosby and Debbie Scaduto do, and I just love the concept because the caliber of talent that's there really makes you bring your game. You have to bring your game in order to compete at that level.
You're absolutely right. When you know what you're up against, then you know you have to bring it. There's a lot of people that go into these competitions and they think they're all that. And I've been there. I've done it before where I think I'm way better than that person. And then I look at it afterwards and I go, oh, yeah, I think I need to fix that or I need to do something else different. When you know what you're up against, you know you got to bring your A game. And that's the great thing is a lot of us have competed against each other in the past, so we know what we're up against, you know. And there's a high bar that's already been set. And if you can't come in above that bar, then I would say don't even go up on there because you have to be able to compete at an extremely high level in order to compete with these other competitors. They're phenomenal.
They are phenomenal. And the other thing that I really like about what Debbie and Deborah are doing is the venue. You have to admit.
Oh, are you kidding? That is the best sound system I have ever heard in my life. I love it.
I'm telling you, I've had to, my son is a rapper, I have two that are rappers and they're performers, and I have had to sit there because I help out with their security and stuff, and I remember sitting there just cringing at some of the venues because of the sound system, and there's been times where we have had to go out and say to his manager, you need to go to, you know, down to Junk Daddy's and rent a couple of mics because this is just not going to do, it's horrendous, you couldn't hear it, so... For a performer to compete at the Hard Rock Cafe with the sound system and the energy, I mean, that's got to be an amazing. So how did that feel for you?
It's crazy. No, it's crazy. You get out there and you say, hey, you know what? This is the Hard Rock. Millions of awesome other people have, you know, performed at the Hard Rock before, and they're all phenomenal performers. They're all famous people. It's a great place to start, you know, to start your career. And a lot of the really famous people did start their careers there. So it's, you know, you're getting a chance to be, you know, as Deborah puts it, a part of history. You're setting foot on a stage that other people have set their feet on, and it's really cool. And to be up there with that big Hard Rock sign behind you and have your picture taken and video, it's awesome.
It is. And the other thing, too, that got me was the fact that to be able to say, I performed at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Absolutely.
That adds a lot of credibility to you because, again, people might say, well, no, you can't compare the talent that the two Debbies, as I call them, my D&D,
We're not doing another plug here.
Duncan Donuts, right. Here we go, another plug. We have, Amy, we have this thing where we not willingly keep plugging other major corporations, and we keep swearing we're going to get one of those cis and desist letters because we really don't want to be associated with our show. So my D&D, not Dunkin' Donuts, but my D&D, I mean, they're just amazing, the talent that they bring in. And they actually had two girls perform that have already won. They're actually going to the best of the best performance, and they, too, were really good. So
I'm very happy that neither of them were being judged last night. That's all I'm going
to say. I'm telling you, honestly, when I mean, the caliber of it, I am glad that it was more than one of us because there is no way that I could have picked just one because you guys were just phenomenal. Everything, I mean, you had your swagger, you had your the voices, and I have to tell the listeners, again, I know I've mentioned it, but the voices were so incredible that for the judging, it actually had to be broken down to things like the movement on the stage.
Absolutely.
You engage the audience.
Everybody on there, their voice is, you know, they've already got that craft down.
Yes.
It's the entire performance that is what has to be judged because every single person involved is an unbelievable vocalist. You know, you have to keep every single thing in mind. I have no idea what I'm doing in 6 weeks for my next song. I'm trying to find the absolute most unbelievable, well-rounded song that I can perform. And
oh, Amy, you'll find it. You will find it.
I know. I've been given a few, you know, a few leads, but you know, I have to lay it all out and see what I can do with it because it's gonna have to have like Brianda has choreography in her song, and I've never done that before. I've never had a song that was like choreographed. So
but
I
you know
that if I'm going to
Amy, let me stop you right there for a second because you said you don't have any choreography yet.
No, I last night because I hadn't in the past, and she beat me last time, so therefore I knew what I had to come up with. You know, and until that.
Now how long did you work on that choreography? Because it was smooth. You made it look like you've been doing
it. Are
that
you kidding
forever.
Me? And it was like 15 minutes before I left my house yesterday. I went, oh, crap.
I would love to see
the
skits here.
Oh,
I wish,
are you kidding me?
I wish I was there last night. But unfortunately...
But you'll get to see the videotape. But see, I know dance. I know singing. I know a bad performance. I know a good performance. I know the difference between the notes and the breathing. And, because I'm an actress, I also see, can you sell it? You can have a great voice, but if you're just sitting there, the expressions and all that. So I can judge all of that. But for you to tell me that you came up with that choreography 15 minutes before you left your house, what?
I was running through my song like one last time, and I said, you know what? I got to push the table aside, and I got to make sure I know what I'm doing. Normally, I just get out there and I do what I feel when I'm on the stage. But I said, I got to have something in mind before I get out on the stage and make sure, because I knew that the person who beat me in the previous one had choreography. It was set choreography in her routine, and that made a huge difference. So I went, I think I better add that in, because that one point in the previous competition, they said there was like one point that separated different places. So I said, I need to fight for that one point, and that one point was, I'm going to have something in mind so that when I get out there, I don't look like I'm stumbling. I'm not winging it. booked. You know,
it's
and I
true.
Had
it. And it's amazing because one of the things that I gave you that point was the fact the transition, because again, because I know dance and I know how difficult it is to move around the stage with a microphone in your hand. I mean, it's difficult enough when you're just giving a speech or if you have notes. Never mind singing and actually choreography, was the transition, because the microphone never left where it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that sing, you know what I'm talking about. When some people do choreography with a microphone in the hand, they have the tendency to pull the microphone away, and for that split second,
You lose the sound,
and you lose the vibe and the feel of the song, and it can be a little distracting. And again, that's the difference between someone that's got their craft down pat and someone that's still learning it.
Yep.
So to see the transition in yours, where you were able to continue to do it with the choreography, the other thing was just that you look like you were having a ball up there.
I have a blast doing it. That's what I do it for. I love
mm-hmm.
it. I want my kids to see that I love it so that they know that they can always, you know, they should always pursue what it is they love to do, whether it's sports, whether it's dance, whether it's singing, whether it's, you know, playing chess. Do what it is you love and enjoy it, because there's too many things in life you have to do that you don't get to enjoy. So do something in your life that you absolutely, for that one moment in time, are completely happy, and that happens to be mine. But I just
want
them to know that, you know what, do something in your life that you love. It doesn't matter what it is. You've got to make time for that.
And that's cool, Amy, because actually we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, that if you find something that you love to do for a living, then you're not having a job. You're actually living life. You're enjoying it. You're having fun with it. And it's something that you're passionate about. Real quick for our listeners, the chat room filled up. We've got Betty,
I was
Bob.
Just
going to
say that myself.
Yeah, Freddie, guest 2820, how are you? 3195. Harry, hey, Harry, how are you? JJ, we got Mary. We've got Mountain Man, of course. New Hampshire Gives Back. Thank you for coming back. And we got Rose and William. Thank you so much for joining us. Mountain Man, give them the number if they want to call in, please.
And if you would like to call in, you can call in at 347-989-1473, or you can Skype us.
Yes, you can Skype us, Ordinary Woman, WMN is the Skype, or you can come to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, and join us there. You can come to the chat room and ask questions there as well, just hang out with us. Today on the show, we have Amy Moquin. Now, Amy was one of the finalists that won yesterday at the Hard Rock Cafe. Because she absolutely rocked it. I mean,
and we have to hold her up, raise the roof.
Yes. Because she blew my mind. And it was so funny because I was just blown away because she sang a song that I knew, that I have seen done professionally on Broadway several times. And by some, I actually, when I got to see Totally Modern Millie, Leslie Uggams was in it, Delta Burke. I'm trying to remember the other little girl's name. She's well known too. She was in it. So they did a really phenomenal job. So, again, Amy just was right up there, the caliber of the talent.
I cannot wait to see this video.
I know, I can't either.
Now, Amy, I know we're going to ask you to come back on the show, and we're actually going to give you a whole segment so you can share your music and everything with us. But just to give our listeners a little feel, where did you start singing and how did you train?
I sang in my bedroom in front of the mirror with a hairbrush as my microphone. When I
as all young ladies.
You know what? When I was a kid, because I am a bit older than most of the contestants that usually, you know, join these kind of competitions, I didn't have, there was no karaoke. There was nothing more than standing in front of your mirror, lip syncing to your favorite songs, and I would end up singing them, and that was it. You either joined your high school chorus, which really wasn't for me, so I pretty much did my own thing. And then, you know, I was lucky in the 90s when karaoke came out, and I started paying my rent, you know, winning karaoke competitions. And
That's
then it
awesome.
Kind of went the wayside for a long time. And then about 3 years ago, I decided, hey, I'm going to join this local talent competition. And I got the bug again, so now I can't stop.
Well, I would
better
suggest
not stop.
You keep the bug going.
No, I
he
don't
needs to keep that Oh, she needs to keep that bug going because that bug is amazing. I mean, like, it's funny, too, because sometimes life gets in the way. I know for me, I did some acting when I was younger, and then, you know, life got in the way. And now that my kids are a little older, I've gotten back into it and been doing quite well at it. It's funny how you get away from something that you love to do, and then all of a sudden you're doing it again and go, what was I thinking? Why did I stop doing
I don't understand
this?
How I went that period of time without doing
mm-hmm.
it. I just don't get it because there's not... It's not a day that goes by. It doesn't matter if I have a show coming up or if I have anything that I don't sing constantly. I sing in the car. I sing in my kitchen. I sing in the shower. It's just what I do. That's me, and that's what I do, and my kids know it, and my husband knows it, and everyone in town that knows me knows it, and they just have to deal with it. So.
Now, here's a question, Amy. For those of us who did not get to go to the show, what song did you do?
I did Gimme Gimme from Thoroughly Modern Millie, which is an unbelievable performance song because
love
it starts
song.
Very slow
mm-hmm.
and it has wonderful dynamics. It has quiet points. It has loud points. It has low notes and high notes. And that's one of the great things about picking a song that you're going to perform is you have to pick something that covers all the bases. To just sing
on that
one song...
Note, yeah. Right, but on that note, not to interrupt you, Amy, but on that note, it also is a very demanding piece. You have to be a really good singer to pull that off.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
Because
and I
of that.
You, I was in Quest for the Best last year because I was a first place winner in May of 08. And I heard that song, and I said, I'm going to sing that song. And I spent 3 weeks, and I learned that song, and I even went to a vocal coach, and he helped me with it. And I got up there that night, and it wasn't ready. That song was
mm-hmm.
not ready, and I just didn't get to perform it as well as I should have. And then
mm-hmm.
it kind of went the wayside for a while. After that, I moved on to other things, and when I needed to choose a song for this, I said, I have to pick a song that I know I can nail.
Right.
If I can't nail it, I'm not going to do it. And it was something that I already knew the lyrics to. I cleaned it up. I knew what I had to do this time with it, and luckily it was ready. So
it was.
Yep.
And the other thing, too, with this song, because it has its quiet points, like she mentioned,
mm-hmm.
that's when it really shows your control, because that's when it's very easy for the judges to be able to hear the in between or the little cracks, because the music's not blaring. It's all you. And that, again, was something that we noticed, because it was so smooth. The transition from, you know, the slow points to the more points, and then hitting the notes, I was like, oh my gosh, it was just a great performance.
It all came together. It was
mm-hmm.
it was probably the best I could ever do it, and I probably won't do it again because I'm afraid I won't do it as well next time. So
No. You are going to nail it because you're definitely going to do it. Yeah, real quick, New Hampshire Gives Back says that was a very cool song and that he was in the show a few years back. So give me a little kudos for that song.
Well, thank you.
Amy, I am so excited that you called. And, you know, it's funny, too, because I did mention that before you had called in, that I would consider Amy to be the only adult in the competition because all the girls, you know, were a bit younger. And it takes... I'm sorry. People might say, well, she has the advantage because she has more experience. No. I'm sorry. When you line up,
trust me,
anything
a lot of
is
singing.
And I'm going to hold up here for a second because,
mm-hmm.
Charlie, there was a phrase that was said that if our listeners catch us saying something, that they
mm-hmm.
can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop us right there for a second because,
yeah.
Amy, we know you can do it.
You can. You can.
You
we
can.
Believe in
my arm. Yes. We believe in you. You got two more for your fan base. Thank
okay.
You.
Because Charlie and I have made the show this year that if they hear us say certain words, that we would give them 5 to 10 minutes of our show, and they have to be prepared and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you had actually hit on one of the words without even knowing it.
Yeah.
You can't.
I can't.
So we know you can do this, and we know you will do this, And don't think negatively about that song, that you can't do that song again, because we know you can do it.
All right,
absolutely.
I'll do it again to you.
Yes, that sounds awesome. So I have to I thank Amy so much for calling in. I really enjoyed you, and I would love to keep you on for the rest of the segment, but then we wouldn't want, you know, we wanted to have you back, and I want to make sure that you're prepared and that you're able to email us a couple of your songs if you have them, because I would love to play them on the show.
And I would love to hear them.
Yes, absolutely. So, and I also want to be able to put links to your websites and videos and all that good stuff so the listeners can know about you before you're on the show. But thank you so much for calling. It was awesome to get the opportunity to talk to you.
Great.
And we'll definitely be in contact with you so we can get you in here and you can be the star of the show, so to speak, and we'll give you the whole thing. I am. I am so excited to have you. Amy, thank you so much, and you have a good evening.
You're welcome.
And, and before you go, Amy, is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Oh, you know what? I'll give a shout-out to my kids, Tanner and Taryn.
Well, hello,
Tanner
and Karen.
All my rehearsals and all of my shows, and they deserve it.
I actually got to see your daughter. She is adorable. I mean, she's
like
your number one fan. She's so cute. And
She has migrated. She's now Stowe's number one fan.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. Well, I can see why Stowe can steal someone's heart. But I have to tell you a side note, and I'm glad you brought that up. When you were singing, I had to keep from giggling because your daughter's on the side, and I don't think you could see her because of the lights.
It doesn't matter. I've heard it from everybody. They all tell me she does every one of your words.
She mouths the words, and then she's looking at you, and she's got the facial expression. It's like she's coaching her mom from the sideline, and I'm like,
she doesn't do it, but she does, yeah.
She doesn't realize, though, because it's so natural, and she's, like, so into it. I'm like, oh, this is the reversal instead of a stage mom if you got a stage daughter.
A stage child, yeah.
Oh,
that is so cute.
It was adorable. I wish I had had my camera at the table because I so wanted to take a picture of it because she was so adorable and she's looking at her. And the funniest thing is that as young as she is, when you were hitting the notes, she was like just, her face would light up like, yes, yes, she got it.
Well, I guess we will have to have the site as well there, Charlie.
I know. We're going to have her on the show as well, too. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Amy. And we'll definitely have you back. We're going to look forward to that. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Wow.
Did I not tell you she was amazing? I mean, she was just awesome. I loved
her. She just blew me away.
And you didn't even get to hear her sing.
Well, I was going to put her on the... I was good at trying to put her on the spot, but I didn't want
to... we're not allowed to do that anymore. My daughter said, what are you doing? I know, for our listeners, a couple of weeks back, I actually was finally able to get my daughter on the show because I've been after her for a while, and we're like, can you sing something? And she's so funny. She said, as soon as you said... can you sing something? She's like, every song I've ever learned went right out of my brain.
And I know, because she sat there, okay, I got
some. And then the only thing she could remember was like a couple of lines from Chestnuts Roasting by the Open Fire, whatever that song's called, by Nat King Cole. And I thought it was funny because she had just heard that song a couple of hours earlier. And she did a great job, but she's like, I'm going to kill you. And then the funny thing is she said to me afterwards, she's like, as soon as we were done with the interview, she's like, every dang song I ever learned just kept running through my brain like, oh, you could have sung me. Or you could have done this one. Or you could have done that one.
Well, I wish I could have seen Amy, yeah. I wish I could have seen Amy in the show last night, but I also wish I could have seen Jessica, too. It would have been nice to see her this year, but, hey, there's always next year.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is, like, I'm so excited. I'm going to definitely make sure that we get a copy or a link to the Talent Quest show so that we can actually – and I'm going to get all the information from Debbie and Deborah, so we can put it
and
up
I
on
And I hope one of
page.
Them end up calling in. Because
Deborah is very busy, and Debbie is very shy about calling in. So she's a sweetie, and I love her, but she's like, I get nervous. So we're going to have to work on her. I mean, she's
Debbie
awesome.
Debbie and Deborah, if you're listening, we would love to have you call in. and at least say hello, especially to you, Debbie. Yes, I know the shyness is there, but you want to know something? I was shy when I first started the show, and I was shy to talk on the show. And I told
Charlie, don't lie.
that what? How am I going to do this? You know I don't like to do something on the spot, so we're not going to put you on the spot.
No,
but
actually,
we would just
that's
love
very
to have
true.
You come on and say hello and just talk to us like you would normally talk to each to her, like a normal
that's
conversation.
Right, and that's one of the things that like people don't understand, that it's amazing the things that we can accomplish when we're put on the spot, per se, or we're actually motivated to do it. And it's for people that, if you guys knew Chris a while ago, Mountain Man, not only is he has a hard time being put on the spot. Like if someone else tells him to do something, it's very uncomfortable for you, right, Chris? Because it's like,
it
oh
is.
My goodness. Because you're not sure if you're going to do the right thing, if you know how to do it. So Chris
exactly.
Actually has
it
a
just,
sense. Yeah.
It takes
he actually
me.
Will.
See, this is what we're talking about right here.
It takes you what? Go ahead, Chris.
Finish your thought.
You know what I was going to say was that Chris actually has the tendency to micromanage every detail because he wants to make sure he doesn't mess up and that he knows everything that's going to happen. And if you throw something at him unexpectedly before, it would really bring out a little bit of an attitude in you because you just, that's how you
it would bring my anxiety out the most.
Yeah, and that anxiety would manifest itself in a bit of anger where you'd be very upset because of that. And from having done the show for the last 3 months, that hasn't happened anymore. And the other thing that people don't realize is that Chris at times, too, has, you know, he has a little bit of a speech impediment where it's stressful for you when you're, you know, you're trying to get a word out and it doesn't come out. And sometimes before, you would work yourself into the anxiety where the word would not come out at all. And the more you tried to get it out, the more anxious you got, because I remember that happening to you a few times when we first met a few years ago. And it's funny now for people that hear you on the air that they would never in a million years imagine that.
Well, on that note, I really would like to say hello to Betty and Belle and Bob, Fred, guest 2820, 3195, Harry, JJ, 4321, Mary, 2321, all in yours truly, Mountain Man.
He's going to say hi to himself.
And New Hampshire gives back Rose, William, and whoever else is there. Hello. And we still have to do some little work on this chat room here because Mountain Man is not able to chat when he gets kicked off the chat room and he tries to sign back in.
You should be able to. I mean, maybe you should need to go out and back in. One of the things that I really wanted to cover today, because, you know, after having Amy on the show is, and I'm glad that Amy mentioned the fact that she had actually been away from singing for a while and came back to it, is you don't know what could happen or what has yet to happen in your life unless you try. Amy, if she had said, okay, you know, I'm older than some of the contestants, I'm not even going to bother, you know, excuse, she would have not experienced the fact that she was able to win, the fact that she was able to feel success, the fact that she has her voice now at a caliber that I would have to say is professional. Because I have no doubt that if Amy got picked to be in a Broadway show tomorrow, that she would have absolutely no problem doing it, because that's where she's at. And this is something that would have gone undiscovered had she said, okay, you know what, that's another part of my life, it's over and done with, and let's put it away. And one of the things that I noticed with some people, and I'll even say myself included, because I felt like
and myself included,
ago, you too, is that if we suppress a dream, a talent, something that we're passionate about and we loved about, because we say, okay, it's too late, the train left, you know, you get it. If you seriously think that that's gone and buried and you've dealt with it, if you don't, because that anger is going to be there, that sense of, I call it melancholia drama, where you're like, oh, woe is me. It just brings that sadness, that almost depression-like thing every so often, because you get hit by this wave of regret. What is it that I haven't done? And a lot of times, because it's a dream that we've put away from so many years ago, we might not even realize what it was. I know for me, it was the fact that I had put acting aside, or my public speaking and my ability to do a radio show. I mean, those were things that I had always wanted to do, man included, that we kind of said, you know, we'll can't do it. It's, you know, life got in the way, kids, blah, blah, work, whatever. No, you need to go back to that, because the reality is that you do not know what amazing adventures await you.
Well, and on that note, I have actually met up with one of our friends last week, Charlie, and you know this person. And I talked about this person, and I'm actually going to be putting on the resume that I am a co-host for on a radio show.
Which you do. And actually, I think we have a caller.
I think we do, too. Well, let's see who this is.
Hello, everybody. This is Michelle McNall, and I was one of the contestants last night at the Hard Rock Cafe show.
Awesome. How are you? What was your name again?
Michelle.
I'm sorry.
And welcome to the Diamond on the Rough show.
Oh, my God. Michelle,
how
could
are
you share? I am awesome. Can you tell our listeners what song you performed yesterday?
Absolutely. I sang Cowboy Casanova by Carrie Underwood.
Let me tell you, when we talk swagger, my girl got swagger. I mean, she works
Hold on one second here. Charlie, could you repeat the name of the song? Because I don't know if it was my end, but I had a hard time hearing the name of that song.
It was Cowboy Casanova.
Yep, Cowboy Casanova by Carrie Underwood. And let me tell you, it was a show. She did a show all by herself because, you get the singers. I mean, like I said, and I'm going to keep repeating it, these five women can sing. They can sing, no doubt whatsoever. They can sing. But Miss Thing over here comes with her little hat and her little attitude. And, I mean, she was...
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
I did.
Now the secret comes out.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your routine?
Sure, absolutely. Well, as far as, like, performing, you definitely want to stand out, and, you know, you want to stand out in a good way, of course. And I figured with Cowboy Casanova, there were so many, opportunities and things that you could do with that song to involve your audience and, you know, keep them upbeat and entertained. So what I did was, and I mean, you have to get the real feel, you have to see it, but I'll try to explain it as best I can. I came on with, like, this hat, and I started off my back facing the audience, and then, you know, I did the whole, I turned around, and I even had a chair on stage as well, and I did, like, in the middle of the song, I flipped off my hat, and then I did a chair spin, and I actually sang at one point sitting on the chair, and then I spun it back. And then I just kind of, you know, graced the stage and stuff like that. But it was just something fun and something different that I figured I could have fun with and that the audience would also enjoy. So that's why I decided to do that.
And, you know, and for our audience, again, we talked about this earlier. These girls did not have the ear mics. They didn't have the mics like the Broadway show where they're taped, or they didn't have the stage mics. They were physically holding a microphone in their hand. And so you have to think about it. She's singing a song that's, you know, fairly difficult to sing. She's got choreography, which involved a chair, flipping a hat, and the microphone. And to be able to do that, and again, you were able to do that without what I call the deadly move, which is when you move the microphone away from your mouth and you lose the audience because we can't hear you. Or it almost sounds like you're struggling, which you're not. It just, nope, you were able to keep it in that magic zone, the 2 inches from your mouth, while you were doing all of it. And for listeners,
Thank you. You have to realize. That's so nice.
It is. And the thing is that the other thing that I have to share with the listeners is that I've actually seen people attempt that, and it looks awkward, and it looks painful, and it looks like it's hard to do. And you have to understand. And
it is. It's very hard.
Mm-hmm. And for you to be able to make it natural and to pull it off, you did a great job. And like I was telling some of the other contestants, the point variable between, you know, you and Amy and the others was just so minute. Because
right,
it
and
was
that's
just
another thing. It's like, you know, with this, what I think is great about what Deborah Crosby and her team do is that they take, you know, there's such a diverse amount of talent that was displayed and the talents that were showcased that night. They're like, I don't know how people judge that because it's so, there's so many different things going on and there's so many talented people. And, I mean, it's just, it's an honor to work with everybody because everyone's just so awesome and so talented. And, I mean, every show is really a great show because you're always getting something different. It's never the same thing.
And that's true. And the other thing, too, is to show how well organized the you know, the promoters, which is Deborah Crosby, I mean, Deborah Crosby and Debbie Scaduto, is the fact that they actually give us sheets as judges, and it's broken down. You know, there's nine different areas where it's broken down. And it, because like I said, if we had to judge just the singing, there would have been a five-way tie because that's how great the singing was. And
right.
I mentioned earlier, too, that I have done judging for talent competitions, and I'm telling you, you guys just blew my mind because of the talent.
Thank you. That's so nice. You know, I know I'm speaking on behalf of myself, but I know the other talent as well probably feel the same way. It's such an honor to be able to perform in front of celebrity judges like you guys and, you know, all the feedback that you give because, I mean, you're never perfect. There's always things you can improve on. And, I mean, getting feedback from the judges is just – it's so helpful. And, you know, those sheets really are that's what I love about Deborah Crosby and Debbie Scaduto and all the rest of the team is that not only do they give those sheets to the judges, but they also give them to the contestants so we can see what we're being judged on. And
right.
We can, you know, when we're making when we're figuring out our performance, what we're going to sing and what we're going to do, we actually have those in our mind. So, you know, we're not going in there like a deer in the headlights. We're going in there knowing what you have to do, knowing what you're being judged on. And, I mean, it really is a nice plateau to have because you know what's going to happen. So,
and that's really huge because I know, I'll give you an example. A couple of years ago, my daughter, I don't know why, she's so funny because she was always this tomboyish kind of person, and she went through this little phase that she wanted to try beauty pageants, and she did one. And the talent competition part was the one that was very frustrating for her because they didn't break it down to them as far as time limits and what the judges were looking for and all this other stuff. So she actually lost some points in that category just because she went over time and some other variables. But you
right.
guys don't have that problem.
Exactly, and that's why it's so nice because they're very, you know, you're never left out in the dust. They're not trying to keep secrets from you. It's, you know straight up what's going to happen, what you have to do to succeed, and you know, just give your best and do your best with knowing all of that information. And, you know, and that's part of, like, the whole team and Deborah Crosby and Debbie Scaduto. Again, like I said, they want everyone to succeed, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's really nice to have people supporting you along the way as you're trying to pursue your dreams. And that's why I continue to work with them. And, you know, I've been working with them for a while now. And, you know, they're just great people, and everyone we perform with is, you know, so great. And I just have such a great time doing it. And I'm glad that you had a lot of fun last night.
We had a ball. I was entertained, and it was so funny because my husband came with me, and he's funny. Oh, he's going to kill me for saying this because when I said to him, oh, yeah, I'm going
to
be a judge.
You be nice to him.
I am nice, but he said to me, he's like, oh, I said I'm, you know, a guest judge for a talent competition. He's like, do I have to go?
Well, if he didn't, I would have gone with you, and you know
wow.
that.
And I know why he said that, because he actually, like I said, he's gone to a couple in the past, not anything that Debbie has put on or anything, but where, okay, they were good, you know what I mean? Kind of good. And then there was the ones that you're like, oh, sweet Jesus, put me out of my misery, you know, kind of thing. And you feel bad because you're not going to say, you know, really, you should keep your day job. You want to be very positive. And it was funny because we were joking about it last night. As a matter of fact, Malik brought it up because he said, you know, I am so glad that we didn't have to pull for straws with, oh, we like your shoes, we like your dress, your hair looks nice, great makeup job, because there was nothing positive to say about the singing.
Right.
So my and my husband was the one where he sat there and he went, wow. He's like, I thought you said this was an amateur competition. I'm like, it was. He's like, those are amateurs. He's like, if those are amateurs, he's like, he was blown away.
Oh,
and,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And
well, I know if I was there, I would have been blown away too.
You would have. You definitely would have. I can't wait to see it. Michelle, we're definitely, you know, sending the invitation out to have you on the show. We want to have you for a whole segment. So that
absolutely.
Way you can
that would be great.
Yeah, we want to have you for the whole hour. We don't want to share you. And we want to be able to have your links and your website up and all that good information on the segment page. So for our listeners, we're definitely going to have Michelle back. We're going to have her actually email us some of her MP3s if she has them. We can play her music on the show as well. She can break it down for us. Michelle, before you go, how long have you been singing? When did you start?
Oh, my God, singing. That has been a huge part of my life, ever since I was little, before I could even talk, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing Little Mermaid. I was singing all the Disney songs. I mean, it's something that I've always loved to do, and it's something that, you know, I mean, achieving your goals is never easy. Nothing good ever comes easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a long road, but, you know, I'm willing to do it, and it's something that I'll always love to do. And, you know, like I said, it's, you know, I'm going to keep going with this, and really what I want to do is just make people feel good and let them have a good time, you know, watching me perform and stuff like that. That's really what I'm in it for. I'm not in it for fame or anything else like that. It's just my passion, and as it always has been.
You know, and that's very evident when you performed last night, because that was the thing. It's like you could just see the joy that you were having while you were performing. You were having fun with it. You really enjoyed it. And
oh,
you made it your own. No, I'm serious. You made it your own, because for me, okay, Carrie Underwood did that song. That's all well and good. It is her song, but not last night. Last night, that was your song. You made it yours, and you're like, I own this. I got this, and you did. You did a great job, and like I said, I'm just so excited that I got to see you live, and I can't wait to have you back on the show. It's going to be an amazing treat for our listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I appreciate you giving me that opportunity, and I'm looking forward
absolutely.
To it. And I
yeah,
will
definitely,
be in touch.
Like,
I just wanted to call in and say hello and share some recap thoughts of the show last night.
Absolutely. But before you go, like Mountain Man would say, do you have any shout-outs or hellos you want to say to anybody?
I want to thank, because I didn't really get to last night because we got so caught up talking and stuff, but I would like to thank first and foremost my mother, who always supports me through everything I do. She's my
mom.
Oh, yes. Go, Mom. So she's
raise
my
the
number
roof.
One. You know, my stepdad and the rest of my family that came, you know, they're so awesome. They support me. And my friends from college who came from all around the place, you know, Connecticut and Western Mass and everything, just to see my show last night, it means so much. So I have great friends and a wonderful family behind me. So, and I think that will help me succeed.
Absolutely. That was another thing that I'm glad you brought it up. I didn't get to mention was Michelle had her own little fan base going. It was so awesome that, you know, you mentioned the name and then it's like there's people there cheering for you. And that's huge too, because I know I do promoting for performers, and it's tough if they don't have a fan base, because if you're trying
right.
to get them into a venue or you're trying to get them in front of somebody, they're like, yeah, they're great, but why doesn't anybody else know about them? And that's a big factor when it comes to being able to get booked into a venue or to getting exposure, that you do have your fan base. And like I say to people, I don't care if you bring every family relative you have. It's good, because that gets your foot in the door. And then that makes them, you know, realize, well, you're good. You can get the crowd going. And it encourages venues to want to have you keep coming back. And that was another thing that we were very impressed with, that you had a legitimate fan base. I mean, they were really into your song and really
oh, yeah,
and
that wasn't even
doing.
The half of it, because I had people that couldn't come, and, you know, because I was a bunch of my friends who wanted to come from school. I mean, you know, it's so hard. We're on break right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone lives so far away. My friends from home, some were away, some couldn't make it. And then, you know, there was supposed to be like 20 more people going, and just things come up. But, you know, I have a lot of people that support me along the way. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thank Bob for that every day. And, you know, my mother, like I said, she does so much. And, I mean, even if she was the only one in the of my fan base, it would be loud.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Michelle, thank you so much for calling us. And like I said, we're definitely going to have you back, and an amazing talent. And to just have a good night, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
See, I'm telling you, and that's the caliber of energy that we got introduced to last night. So, again, on top of the fact that they can sing and they have this, I call it the it factor, because you can have a lot of people that can sing, but the it factor is when you have the whole package deal. But to top of the off, they were so nice. They're just really nice, genuine people that were just, it was awesome.
Okay,
was
okay,
awesome.
Okay. Don't get so soft on us.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Oh, I have to share something, though, for our listeners.
Uh-oh. She's got to share something. Watch out.
I do. I do. I absolutely do. I've had this happen to me before, and I always think it's cool. But it always gets me when it happens to me. After the talent show was done and we announced the winners, which was Amy Mokwin and Zoe. I just blanked out on her last name. Zoe was the first name. She was the other winner. But the thing that blew my mind was afterwards, they're like, okay, we want the judges on the stage. If anybody wants to get pictures with them or autographs, you know. Well, okay, I'm like, all right, I'm up there because I'm talking to Debbie. And, of course, I've got the amazing Louis Bello, who is, like, my sweetie. It's like I'm a grown woman, and every time he sings, I revert back to a 14-year-old going, oh, because he just has that voice. And, of course, I have Cardiac, who, it was so funny, right off the bat, he needed a pen. And some fan said to Debbie, give him my pen. Only he can get my pen, but he has to personally give it back to me. I'm like, oh, man. Of course, we have Malik.
Oh, man.
And
I hope Cardiac
lady,
does end up calling in. Well,
he was tied up. I don't know if he's going to be able to. And then I have the other judge, Donna. Oh, man. Man,
we're
going
to have to have these judges on.
Yes,
not
I
only
am.
The, not only this, the performers.
Oh, yeah, I know, because Donna was also a guest performer. For those of you familiar with Janis Joplin,
oh,
she
geez.
Sounds
here we go.
Just
Miss
like
Janis
her.
Joplin.
She does. She sang that song, oh, my goodness, I can't believe him. You can tell I'm tired. Oh, geez, I just blanked out. Anyway, she sang two of Janis Joplin's best-known songs. I know, and at 3 in the morning, I'm going to go, yeah, Bobby McGee, that's it. She sang
Bobby
McGee.
That is a great, great song.
It is one
Me
of
and
my
Bobby
favorite
McGee.
Songs. Yes, I love that song, and what I hate about that song is when someone that thinks they can sing it sings it and butchers it, because it's my favorite song, and I'm always a very positive person, but it's kind of like That's My Baby. I really like that song, and Janis Joplin did such an amazing job on it. I mean, she was an amazing singer and songwriter.
Well, really?
Donna
That's
went,
awesome.
Yeah, Donna went up there. She rocked it. I mean, don't think I'm crazy, guest, but it was like the spirit of Janis Joplin was in that room going, yeah, girl, bring it home. Because yeah, New Hampshire Gives Back says, love that song. It's one of his favorites, too. I'm telling you, I have heard so much talent in my life, but so I don't want you guys to think that I gush over people this much, because I really don't. Mountain Man can tell you.
She
I
does,
swear,
but tonight she's
yeah.
in that loving mode, so we
no,
have to forgive her.
No, I am in the mode of awe, of greatness. It's like I almost felt like bowing down to this woman when she came back. Donna, I mean, she just killed the song. It was like, it was goosebumps. When I saw her, because she's real sweet, she's sitting next to me, and then she goes up there, and she sang that song like I said, I literally felt the spirit of Janis Joplin in the room cheering her
wow.
on, because she... an amazing talent. I mean, an amazing talent. And I'm looking at her going, and you're not signed, why? She starts laughing at me. So, yeah, you know, she doesn't
well,
care. She was just excited.
She's not the only one that's got some great talent around here. You want to know who else has got some great talent?
Who?
You.
Oh, well, I don't know about singing. threw me off.
Did I say anything about singing?
Because I think I can sing. I mean, I think I can
sing. I didn't say anything about singing. I just simply pointed the fact out that we've got the famous ordinary woman that has some great talent behind her.
Well, thank you. You know, it's funny. You know, it's funny, listeners, and I'm glad Mountain Man brought this up. We're going back to the same thing. You know, I was just telling you guys not to give, oh, he's so sweet. New Hampshire, I love you. He says he agrees with Mountain Man.
Thank you.
You know, I have to share this with our listeners, and it goes back on that thing of always thinking the grass is greener on the other side. I know. I'm not being stuck up. I do know that God blessed me with talents. He blesses everybody with talents. And then, of course, it all depends on what we do with it. And New Hampshire says he can attest to my talents. He can attest to it. But my thing is that the talent I wanted was I wanted to be able to sing. And I don't get me wrong, I can harmonize. If you put me in a choir.
Yes, you can.
And you stick me between a guy that really knows what he's doing and in that group, I'm great. Don't stick me with the women because I can't sing with women.
Oh, please. Come on. I've heard you.
I can't. No. I can't because it's too high for me. I can't. My voice is too deep. So they call me a fenner. I'm a female tenor, which is hysterical. I love that tenor. So if you put me with a great tenor, I can, like, pitch off them, like, great. So I can, you know, I can harmonize. But I always wanted to know what it would be like to stand on stage and to be able to do a solo. And my kids, of course, say absolutely not. To the point that I've never had the courage to do karaoke. I mean, I'm like,
well,
know.
Guess what? We're going to have to get you to do some.
Yeah, I know, but just make sure the room's empty. So what I'm getting at is that that's the challenge that we have. We have people that are wicked talented, but we're always going like, but that's not the talent I wanted. You know, like I keep telling my family that when they were giving out the great singing voices, I must have been like chit-chatting with somebody and missed the line. And someone else got my voice because I didn't get it. But
now, here's a question to one of our chat room people here. New Hampshire gives back. Wouldn't you love to hear her sing?
Oh, heck,
I mean,
no.
Come on.
No. Listen, okay, we're building up our viewership here, our listenership. Oh, road trip with the listeners. I love it. We're all going to go to karaoke. We're trying to build up our listenership. I don't want to scare them away. They're going to be like, oh, I think Buddy got stuck in the door and he's howling in pain. No, that was actually Ordinary Woman singing.
You know, some people, I love picking on Charlie because we have a great friendship where right now we can just feed off of each other. And she's an amazing woman.
I'm telling you. Well, thank you. So one of my things is that, again, with our listeners and anybody I talk to, I encourage them to be grateful of the talents that we have, build them up because we can. I know. We talked about it on a prior show that there's no such thing as being tone deaf. I think that like only 1% of the population is technically, really, medically tone deaf, where they cannot sing a note to save their life. Where the rest of us, we could sing. We actually can. As a matter of fact, there's a place in Cambridge, Massachusetts that has an amazing class, which is singing for everybody. It teaches you how to carry a note and how to be able to sing well enough that you don't scare the cat. And it's a fun class. It's very enjoyable. It's also a class that if you're an actor and you want to do maybe musical theater or musical theater kind of thing, and you want to be part of the ensemble, it gives you the courage to do that. So we can develop our talent.
No, I know you didn't just do that.
What did I do? I didn't do anything. It wasn't me.
Yeah, I think it was.
No, I did not. Let me finish. So what I was saying was that we think we can't. Okay, but we can develop that talent. We can. But what I'd like to encourage our listeners to do is don't hate. And this is a running joke that we have with our kids, the haters. I can't I can't not appreciate an amazing voice when I hear it. I know music. I can hear it. I understand it. I can learn songs. I know everything I need to know about it. It just doesn't come out the way I want it to when I sing it because, you know, I don't have that range. So I've noticed some people will have the tendency to want to put people down to make themselves feel better. And people, that's uncalled for. You can live precariously through someone else in a good way. If someone like Amy or Michelle are out there performing, enjoy it. Live through them. Enjoy that moment. Enjoy that song. And give them the credit and the props that they should get for what they're doing. It's tough. When you go up on stage, and this is something that we talked about yesterday, and you got to think about this, listeners. These singers, these performers, are going on that stage and bearing their souls. They are putting their whole talent, their whole self-esteem out there for that audience. And they're waiting for the approval or the disapproval of that. And do you know how hard that is?
That is very hard.
I
understand what you were saying. And for our listeners, I've said this before. I know it's very hard. And I know what Charlie's talking about.
It is. And we're human. We want approval. We want to be received some form of accolades or to be made feel good. And I personally believe that a lot of performers, not all of them, but a lot of performers, I speak for myself, we have this underlying current desire that we want to get approval in a good way. You know, we want to share our talent, but we want to get the approval. So when I see people be negative or have the need to put people down, and I'll be the first one to say, that's the reason I don't watch American Idol. American Idol has a lot of great talents, but I literally just want to go to California and dope slap Simon for some of the comments
well,
that he makes.
Well, I have to say this. Simon is no longer on the show.
Oh, is he? I don't watch it because of that, but when it
things
to get to, well, I'm not sure if he is or isn't, but my point is that I cannot stand that because that is telling a singer with a great voice that she's too fat, what does that have to do with anything?
Exactly.
I remember my daughter actually watched it, and I actually remember watching a segment where Jennifer Hudson was on the show, and he kept commenting constantly about her weight.
Yep.
Grammys, Emmys, and Oscars later, did the fact that she was a little heavier than the other people make a difference?
No.
New Hampshire Gives Back just told us that that's next season that Simon's not going to be on. Oh, then maybe I'll start watching it again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because the reality is that, I mean, I know that they have to give constructive criticism, and that's appreciated. As a performer, I want to know when I'm not doing something correctly. But don't sit there and tear me down in a vicious way about my weight or, you know, that
exactly.
was horrendous or, you know, that's just nasty.
That's a lot of negativity. And that's not what we're not looking for.
And that doesn't belong in my happy bubble because it makes my happy bubble burst. For my
well, we don't want to burst
bubble.
That happy bubble.
No, leave my happy bubble alone. I have to say, though, I was so excited that Michelle got the call and Amy got the call because I wanted to share them with our listeners. And I know I'm looking forward to when we actually get to have them. I can't believe the hour and a half just flew by like that. I mean,
I can't either.
Every time. I mean, when we did the hour, I was like, okay, it flew by. And then we're expanding to an hour and a half, and we're like, that's going to drag. We're not going to have anything to say or any interesting. But here we are.
Here we
are. 5 minutes left. So for our listeners, I really encourage you guys to, if you know of any
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. If you know of any ordinary women or ordinary men that are diamond in the rough and that you would love to have on our show, please, please, please hit us up. You can actually send me a message through www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. If you go to our segment page, there's an area there where you can send messages. Please feel free to send messages, or you can email me at ordinarywoman13@yahoo.com. Ordinary Woman, WMN13@yahoo.com. or Facebook. You can Facebook me. Befriend me, Facebook me. I love Facebook. Isn't
well, I was going to ask a question, but I'll
go
wait
ahead.
After. Because it has to do with what you're saying too,
okay.
About hitting up.
Awesome. So if you guys want, look me up, Charlie Alejandro at Facebook. You can befriend me, and then you can hit me up. Let me know what your friend or you are doing that's amazing. Which, you know what, that was the whole concept of the show. The whole concept of the show, and my husband, who is my grounding force, because I do have harebrained ideas that years later I'm like, oh, my goodness, what was I thinking? He kind of keeps me grounded. Yeah, Chris can tell you. He keeps me grounded. He was the one that said to me, who the heck is going to want to listen to a show when you have average people?
Well,
like, why would people want to listen? And he wasn't being mean. He was being, you know, business-like. What is the selling point? Well, my selling point was that there is absolutely no such thing as an ordinary person. None whatsoever.
And we've got two very unordinary people on this show right now.
I swear to goodness, and that's why, even my listeners, I'm challenging you. You can bring me the most ordinary-looking, ordinary-living, the person that you think that this is like the boringest, most ordinary person that's never done anything outside the spectrum, and I guarantee you after 10 minutes of talking to that person, there's something extraordinary that they've done, they've accomplished, they've touched people's lives in some way, and that was the whole premise of the show, because there's no such thing as ordinary people. And obviously, we proved my husband wrong because he laughed about it. He's like, I cannot believe you got your show popular. And I'm like, well, thanks for the vote of confidence. But he said it in a good way. So to our listeners, I always encourage you, please, 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 if you know of ordinary people that are doing, you know, amazing things, nonprofits, I don't care if it's the soccer mom that always brings the oranges or if it's
and I know
that,
one person that I'd love to hear from. And
oh, yeah.
And they are in our chat room right now.
And who would that be?
New Hampshire Gives Back.
Yes, actually we're working on that. New Hampshire's going to be on our show, and I'm so excited because I think that'll be an amazing addition to the show because he's another one that's done a lot of really cool things that we need to talk about. Again, you know the mom that you're having a bake sale and nobody brought anything and she keeps running to her house to make more stuff? Those are the people we wanted to hear about. I mean, we want to know what makes America great, what makes Australia great, what makes Canada great. And I'm mentioning these places because they've actually called, and they're part of our show. So, we're almost there. We've got 3 minutes left, so I want to encourage everybody to sure that you tune in again tomorrow. And we're going to have some couple of surprises tomorrow. Thursday, though, I'm really excited about Thursday's show. I'm going to have Mark Boyd on the show. Yes! This man is phenomenal. I actually got to meet him on the set. It's so funny. We got robbed together.
Oh, jeepers. Here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a bank scene where we got robbed, and we're going to share some cool stories.
Oh, no. Here we
so
go.
But not only that, he's an actor.
We're going into that role play again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's awesome. He does voiceovers. He's done all kinds of organizations. He's involved in a million things. He's an actor. He's a businessman. And on top of that, he's just a really wicked nice guy that I had. Let me tell you, if I had to be robbed with anybody or if I had to be held hostage with anybody, he'd be the one. He left. That's how we met. I mean, we were 8 hours. We were being held up in a bank. We were filming a movie, and I was the bank manager, and he was a customer.
I get 90 seconds.
90 seconds. So, my man, give us a tagline.
Don't let anyone ever, ever steal your dreams away.
Awesome. And the thought that my baby girl Smiley gave us is nothing is impossible to a willing heart. And that's the theme for 2010. Nothing is impossible to a willing heart. So make your heart willing and make sure you go out there and make it a reality. Thank you so much for joining us, and Mountain Man will see us out with the song. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Phone rings, baby, it's midnight. What you need, mama, tell me it's all right. I know your life had its ups and downs.
crown, you the mama. Ain't gonna let you down. Got my seed in the stomach, baby, hold you down. Whatever you need, it's never the wrong time. I drop what I'm doing, baby, you know you got mine. I might have been foolish, acting like prime time. I stopped being selfish, put you before mine. A man's gotta grow up, no time like this time. I swear I'll be there for you, like my dad was it for me. My hand in your stomach, I feel the heartbeat. And I'm thinking about the man that I want him to see. Yeah, wish to see a belly, the love of a daddy to be. Things might not work out between me and my me, but I promise to be a real dad, even when you're real bad. You can work my nerves, but I hold you when you're real sad. Kiss your tears away, be a hero when the world's mad. I'll always be your papa, so always be your mama. And this'll be true, it's in my heart, darling.